BP canceled for the rest of the season?
Yeah. Well, not tomorrow, but maybe the next 2 days. And we do that from time to time, just to give them a break.
You've had to ask so much from your bullpen. I mean, the fact that you're not only getting innings, but getting the work that you are, I mean, can you even say how significant it's been for you guys?
Yeah, and not only did they have to cover a bunch of the game today, but it felt like one of those games where there's going to be runs scored for a while. You know, both sides and ball, I don't know if it's carrying or they're just squaring them up here at night, which typically you don't see that many home runs. And it just had the feel of one of those games, and once the bullpen came in, they just shut them down. So, you know, our bullpen's impressive. I thought even more so tonight based on the fact that the flow of the game seemed to be, you know, quite a few runs.
I know you'd like to get more innings from your starters, but is this sort of the formula that it's going to take for you guys to win, get a lead in the middle innings, and then just turn it over to the bullpen?
You can't do it every night. That's the issue. I mean, you know, you pitch these guys a couple days in a row, they're not going to be able to, you know, be out there every night. So, you know, you do it one night, you kind of have to stagger it the next day. Certainly we'll have some reinforcements tomorrow, but the reason that we win the games like this is because of those four guys that we use in Petit was terrific tonight too. So, you know, you have to be mindful at times to stagger these guys so you at least have a couple of them on a particular night.
Bob Chapman yesterday kind of had a bad game, and he was really overdue for one. He's been playing so well. And that first AB to get that home run, just to kind of say, like, you know, that was kind of an aberration and I'm back.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday's a game that you don't see often from him. He was run down yesterday. If I could have taken that one back, I probably would have tried to give him a day off, even though against these guys he would have argued it. But, you know, gave him the day off today and came out, hits home run the first time up, and back doing his thing again. It really set the tone for us, too. You know, we had a huge first inning, which kind of got us over the hump a little bit from the last couple of days. Obviously, they came back, but he had a lot to do with it.
Were you sticking with Fires maybe a little longer than you might have than someone else? Were you trying to get him through? Because he was getting hit pretty hard in that inning, and it didn't seem like you stuck with him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little flat today. It didn't have that kind of that late life up in the zone, but I can only cover so many innings. You know, even at the end of that game, we with Wendelken yesterday, you know, we only have three more guys. And you know, Buchter, we're going to try to match up with some lefties. So you can cut it off a little bit earlier and, you know, in September. But when you have a guy like that's on the mound for you, it's tough to, you know, try to take him out in the second inning. You just won't have enough length to cover the game. And then if you go extra innings, you don't have anybody.
With the depth of this bullpen, you were kind of joking about a little before the game. It's a luxury for you, but I'm guessing it's a challenge in some ways too. Are you and Emerson sort of evolving in the way you're using them, or do you have a sense now of how you want to use guys all the time?
We're pretty set on the way we have it right now. For the most part, it's going to be Rodney 7, Familia 8, and Trina 9, and, you know, either Lou is a fireman to get us out of an inning or the inning before, you know, Petit kind of gives us length, Buchter's matchup left. We have a pretty good idea how we're going to do it, and it's been working for a while.
People have been talking about the bullpen and how they've been used for a long time, but you've been operating with a short bench for a long time too. Are you eager to bring up some position guys so that you can start spelling maybe Chapman for a day here or there? Are you starting to see signs of wear from them as well?
The last road trip and the last series in particular took a lot out of us. You know, and, you know, you saw that they've got beaten a couple, you know, nights in a row too, you know, where they were shut out tonight in Houston. And so I think it took a lot out of both teams, but it allows us to match up a little bit more offensively. With a three-man bench and one of them's a catcher, it's tough to do. We have to pick our spot in a particular situation where when we get some of these guys, Martini and some of the Joyce and some of these guys, and now we can, in some leverage at bats, go ahead and use some guys and even burn a guy if we have to get the right matchup. So it's a little different story in September when you have a longer bench.
Can you go a little big picture? You're heading in September, a game and a half out of first, 2.5 months ago, not a lot of people would have thought that.
Right.
What have you done in the last 2.5 months, and how do you put that in perspective?
Well, you know, you don't. The reality is where we are right now and kind of where we're at. So, you know, if you're looking 2 months ago and saying, hey, if we had this record then obviously there'd be a little more perspective. And then, you know, once the season's over, then you kind of drift back and see where you have. But the reality is we are where we are right now, and you know, that's the way we have to look at it.
going back to Chapman just for a second, I mean, he completed an incredible August tonight. I think he tied the franchise record for most extra base hits. Just what can you say about his performance this month on both sides?
Yeah, it's really the maturation of him offensively, and you see him just laying off that pitch away now. And he gets called out on some pitches that I think are outside, but he's not going to go chase. That was really the one thing he needed to overcome, was swinging at that slider out, you know, in the dirt away, or swinging at an expand fastball out there. He doesn't do it anymore. So makes you throw it over the plate. He has power the other way. You know, that's for me the biggest step that he's taken offensively.
Ramon Laureano, we've seen the speed and the defense and the arm and the power, and then today it was just as simple as the key situational productive out, sack fly, take the lead, win the game. What can you say about him, what he's been doing, how big of a role you see him playing the rest of the year?
He's our center fielder at this point, and righty-lefty, I mean, that's the way he plays. He brings a different dynamic, certainly speed-wise for us, covers a ton of ground. You know, you watch the approach in certain at-bats that he makes adjustments. It's all we needed out of him today. He didn't try to do too much. He's starting to lay off some of those balls away that he was swinging at earlier. So, you know, to envision him to be in that spot at this point probably wasn't realistic if you're looking at a ways back. But, you know, this is a key pickup or a key addition for us, and makes us a lot better team.
Thank you.